Chapter 8. It was 10 minutes till 2 the next day when Lexi finally managed to get the food for the memorial to the retirement center.
"I wasn't sure you were going to make it," Nan said, looking at her watch pointedly.
"Sorry, I planned on getting here earlier, but I got a late start today. Mostly due to the bottle of wine I drank last night," Lexi thought. Balancing two trays of pastry in her hands, she looked around the room. It was furnished with overstuffed armchairs and sofas. A comfortable room, in hues of blue and green. It had a somber tone to it, making it perfect for the occasion. Nan's and the ladies had brought in a podium, Lexi assumed for some sort of eulogy, as well as some tables. A few of the tables held photographs of Nunzio, in various leisure activities at the retirement center, playing bocce, a bingo tournament, and a fishing trip some of them had taken in the spring. The pictures made him look like a regular guy. Looking at the photos, Lexi wondered if he really was involved with organized crime. Lexi made her way over to one of the empty tables and put the trays down, uncovering them and moving the bars and cookies around to her satisfaction.
"Do you need any help?" Ida asked.
"I could use an extra hand getting the rest of this stuff from my car." Nance, Ida, and Helen followed Lexi out to the car, and she handed them the other trays and some napkins and paper plates.
"I was wondering if Jack has let anything slip about Nunzio's case," Nance whispered as they made their way back inside.
Lexi frowned at the mention of Jack's name. "Not a thing." Then she thought of Braxton Daniels. Thinking about the muscle-bound FBI agent erased the frown. "But I did find out the FBI is here looking into it." Nan swiveled her head around so fast, Lexi wondered if she would get a stiff neck.
"Really?"
"Yep. He said they're looking into every angle. But he didn't give me any details or anything."
"Oh, darn. You should try to get to know him better, to get information out of him. Was he cute?"
Lexi cocked an eyebrow at Nan's. "First of all, I don't want to get involved in this investigation. And second of all, I'm engaged, remember?" Lexi watched the tray of brownies Nan's was carrying weave and bob as she waved her free hand in the air.
"Of course you are. I didn't mean for you to sleep with him, but a little flirting never hurt anyone."
Lexi thought that over as they placed the trays on the tables. She wondered if Jack had the same philosophy. Maybe she should adopt it herself. The thought of getting to know Braxton Daniels a little better wasn't all that unappealing. Just for the sake of getting information, of course. Lexi was glad when people started to file in, interrupting Nan's from pressing her further. She busied herself with making sure the coffee carafes were working and the tables were set up properly. She was just about to make her getaway, planning to sneak out and come back a few hours later to clean up, when Nan's came over with the woman they had seen in the parking lot the day Nunzio's car got broken into.
"Lexi, this is Gina Ritchie, Nunzio's daughter."
Nan's introduced them and they shook hands.
"Lexi owns the Cup and Cake Bakery, where all these came from."
Nan spread her hands to indicate the pastries stacked on the tables. Lexi smiled and nodded, eyeing the door and wondering how long until she could sneak off. She had a pounding headache and needed a nap. Turning back to the woman, she watched the dozens of rings on her stubby fingers glitter as she loaded up a small plate with brownies and cookies. "I'm very sorry about your father," Lexi said. Gina turned to her, and Lexi was almost blinded by the reflection from the gaudy rhinestone necklaces she had layered around her neck.
"Thanks."
Gina leaned in toward her, and Lexi caught a whiff of stale cigarette smoke and cheap perfume.
"Tell you the truth, I wasn't that close to my father. He was never there for me when I was a kid. Always off doing God knows what. I'm not that upset at his passing. except for the fact that no one can find his will. Lexi heard Nan's take in a sharp breath.
I'm sorry, dear. Did you say the will is missing?
Gina nodded, shifting her makeup-caked eyes left and then right. Yes, he was working on a new will, which is missing. The lawyer has his old one, of course, but the new one had some changes. It's causing quite a stir in the family. Lexi exchanged eyebrow-raised looks with Nan's as they watched Gina walk away, her black sheer jacket billowing out behind her as she waddled off, teetering on 6-inch-high stilettos. Could the missing will be the reason Nunzio's condo and car were searched?
Excuse me, do these have nuts in them?
A voice at Lexi's elbow tore her attention from Gina, and she turned her head, coming face to face with a startling pair of gray eyes. The gray eyes were set under manicured brows on a tanned, handsome face, attached to a stocky, medium-height body. And the look they were giving Lexi said they were interested in more than brownies. Huh? Oh, no. They don't have nuts.
Good. I'm allergic to nuts.
Gray eyes shot his hand out toward her.
I'm Barry DeLuca, Nunzio's grandson.
Lexi shook his hand. Lexi Baker, I'm just the caterer. She nodded toward the pastry table. Sorry about your grandfather.
Thanks,
he said, still holding her hand. Lexi smiled and pulled free from his grasp. She had enough man problems without adding this guy to the list. Barry shrugged.
I didn't get to see much of him growing up, but I've been out in Hollywood most of my adult life, so we weren't close. I'm an actor, you know.
Oh, that's great. Lexi wondered if he was actually puffing out his chest, or if she imagined it. What have you been in?
Well, mostly commercials. A few bit parts in some of the sitcoms,
he said, picking a brownie from the pile and placing it on a small plate.
I only came back for the reunion. Tell you the truth, I can't wait to get out of here. I forgot how screwed up my family is.
Really? Lexi asked.
Yep.
He leaned in closer to Lexi and lowered his voice.
Most of these people didn't even like my grandfather. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them killed him.
Lexi's eyes widened, and she stared at him, trying to decide if he was joking or not. Barry simply nodded at her, took a bite of his brownie, and sauntered off. Lexi elbowed Nan's in the ribs. Did you hear that? Nan's turned to her, fiddling with the hearing aid she wore in her right ear. Sorry, dear. I was focused on listening to a conversation over there in the corner. She nodded toward a well-dressed couple in their mid-40s who had their heads together, apparently whispering about something.
How can you hear them?
I just turn my hearing aid up. You can hear all sorts of things you shouldn't with it.
Nan smiled at Lexi.
Now, what were you saying, dear?
Nunzio's grandson just told me he wouldn't be surprised if one of his relatives killed the old man.
That's interesting. The couple in the corner apparently weren't big fans of Nunzio. The man is Nunzio's son, and the woman his wife. Their conversation made it seem like they were only here to get in his good graces, so he wouldn't cut them out of the will.
You mean the will that no one can find? Nan's nodded. Well, if they're worried about being cut out of the will, maybe some of these others are, too. Lexi scanned the room, wondering if one of them could be the killer.
We need to find out if any of his relatives needed money, Nan said. And which ones hated him enough to kill him? Ruth, who had just joined them, whispered.
Are all of them here? Lexi asked.
Almost. There is one granddaughter, Gina's daughter, I believe, that isn't here yet.
Lexi's cell phone vibrated in her apron pocket. She pulled it out, and her stomach flipped when she saw the display. It was a text from Jack, the third one today.
He seemed to be overly attentive. Probably guilt from Lexi finding him in the kitchen with Simone. Lexi figured she'd answer the texts later today. It wouldn't kill Jack to have to wait and wonder. In fact, it might be good for him. Lexi slipped the phone back in her pocket with a smile, just as she heard a commotion happening over by the door. "Hi, everyone. I hope I'm not too late for Grampy's memorial." Lexi glanced over at the sing-song voice that cut through the air, and her heart froze. Standing in the doorway, in a gorgeous black designer dress and matching Jimmy Choo rhinestone sandals, was the woman she'd seen in Jack's kitchen last night. His ex-girlfriend, Simone.